Stand by for the Dollar Doctors coming up next on KB Radio. While Willard and Peter warm up their computers, a reminder that for years, the Dollar Doctors have presented free, useful workshops describing their supply and demand approach to the market. Many have attended these strictly educational workshops and have learned about this methodology that's been around for 100 years and works as well today as ever. The Dollar Doctors use this supply and demand method to help determine the probable future trend of any stock or mutual fund. Over the years, hundreds of attendees have used this method to better make unemotional decisions on when to buy and when to sell. You may be among those who, while listening to the Dollar Doctors, have watched the very charts they're discussing. The supply and demand method has many advantages, but one disadvantage: it does require vigilance and can be time-consuming if you really want to feel that you're on top of your assets. That's why over time, some of Willard and Peter's listeners have asked them to manage their investment portfolios as well as their 401ks. Sapriston Asset Management now manages investments for several hundred clients who found it comforting to know that Sapriston Asset Management is watching over their financial well-being and who feel a time-consuming burden's been lifted from their shoulders. If you've ever considered having Sapriston Asset Management help you with your investment decisions, you can easily get full information with no obligation by calling Peter or Willard at 854-7541. They'll be glad to inform you of the many ways they can help. That phone number again, 716-854-7541, or call toll-free at 800-879-7541. And now here are the Dollar Doctors.
Good morning and welcome to the Dollar Doctor Show finale from Sapriston Asset Management. Securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York.
Finale? What do you mean?
I was going to call it a grand finale, but I don't know how grand it is. But I have to finish this.
All right, go ahead.
Member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. I'm Peter Greco.
So finale?
Finale.
Why am I always the last in all of
you? Well, you're the last one on. You'll be remembered forever as the last one on.
Oh, God. Yeah. Well, David Brownstein.
Okay. It is.
Good morning.
Saturday, August 28th, 2021. It's 10:03 in the morning.
A day that'll go down in infamy?
And I always say that because we are rebroadcast for the last time now on this station, ESPN 1520 AM out of Buffalo, New York at midnight, unless there's a sporting event, then we're on after the sporting event. All of our shows are available live streaming from 10 to 11 AM Saturday morning.
How exciting.
If you go to our website.
What, Maddie? Today they are. All right. Yes. There you go.
Right. Sapriston.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says live streaming, and you can get us live streaming for the last time. Also, at the website, all of our shows are archived. I don't know if they're going to stay up there either. But right now they are archived. So, boy, if you want to catch some of the golden oldies there, you can go to Sapriston.com, click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says
live streaming.
Chat and archives. Whatever. No, it's chat and archives.
Okay.
And then
know.
Go to archives and tons of shows there. So if you miss the show, you replay a show, maybe you better rush there because I don't know how long they're going to stay there.
Could somebody binge it? Binge listen?
Binge listen all weekend. Like I say. Okay. Right now, give us a call, 803-1520. Toll free, 800-879-7541. And we're going to go first to Dominic in Sarasota. Good morning.
You and you two guys and Willard for brightening my Saturdays for quite a while, and I wish you guys the best of luck down the road. Thank you very much.
Okay, well, thank you for
Thanks
that.
For calling.
It's been nice knowing you, Dominic, believe me.
Stay healthy.
That was it, yeah.
Yeah, so you don't want to talk about the economic report?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, you talk about it.
No, it's all right.
Hurry up. Every week there's a free economic report.
Stone and McCarthy. So, yeah, no, it was an important week in the market regarding the Federal Reserve. We had three presidents out there, Fed presidents, talking about, stop the taper. You know, that was a big chatter. But these were three non-voting members that were chatting. Plus, the big thing people have to remember is that Jay Powell is up for reappointment. It's not an election. It's an appointed position. There are some that are probably more left of center that would want the job. So they're out there looking for a tapering and stop this tapering. And he came out, and they're going to stop it at some point, but it's not going to have a huge effect. And the market's been unbelievable. Last thing I want to say is regarding the problems in Afghanistan. The market didn't collapse because of that, and our thoughts and prayers go out to those families. Those brave men are on their way home today. So just want to thank them for that.
Okay, we're going to go next to Wayne in Canada. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. As I like to say, I'm calling from the land of high taxes.
I know.
But I just wanted to say it's been my favorite financial show on the radio, and I've listened faithfully, I think, since the 90s. Hmm. And I just, you know, I've called in maybe a couple times over the years, but I've been a faithful listener. And Peter, you especially have been like an Iron Man of sorts, because even if there's a holiday weekend, I know you'd come in and do the show. So special kudos to you.
Well, you're here.
I appreciate that. Yep.
And also, you know, some of the great callers, too, have made the show as well.
Oh, no question. No question.
Yep. I think some of the names that come to mind are like Vic and Art, Dominic, who just called, Bill, and Richard from Rochester. So, yeah, it's been a great show, and I wish all you guys the best.
Thank you.
I guess I'll just end with just asking about one stock.
Oh, sure. Wow. That's good.
Is there any hope for AT&T?
Is there any hope?
No.
There you go. We're done.
I think the problem with that is, in my opinion, they got way too much debt. But I think a month or two ago or sometime, Willard had some kind of optimism about the company regarding, I think, what they had purchased or some other company. Or do you know anything about that?
Well, I mean, in terms, no, I don't recognize. I know they're, you know, going off in one direction, you know, and Verizon's heading in a different direction. You know, and as you know, I mean, it's a very tough competitive atmosphere out there now, especially with, you know, the Netflixes and the slings.
Well, that's what they're doing. They're going to do some type of streaming type service. Warner, Time Warner, I think they purchased, and that was
that
a big
what it
thing.
Was? Yeah. But, you know,
close at 27/13.
So they purchased the streaming, but look how many streaming things there are out there, right? So maybe they'll be successful, maybe not. I mean, to me, the only reason to own the stock is if you just love the dividend.
Which is 7.7%.
Right. And, you know, if it sits there for a couple of years and you earn 7.67, then you're, you know, you could buy it.
Yeah, and I don't think the downside,
or keep it or whatever,
know,
yeah,
is huge.
Yeah,
so,
I don't think so either, right?
I wouldn't buy it, but I just,
right.
Know.
Well, the reason I did buy it originally was I had a mindset of like treating it like a bond just for income.
Okay. Right, sure.
So, but if we get it up to 35 or something, that would be great. But.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, and that's essentially the trading range, which is actually it's as high as 39. You know, so the trading range is about where it is now. Up to 39, and if you bought it for a good dividend, fine. You know, no problem.
Okay. Well, I'll let you guys go and let some other callers on the line. But I just wanted to thank you again for all your years of dedicated service.
Well,
the whole crew there.
Well, we appreciate it. We appreciate you having been such a loyal listener,
right?
Almost from the beginning, I guess. So thank you very much.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah. Okay, thanks very much.
Okay, have a good
weekend.
Take
care. Thank you. Okay, we're going to go next to Andy in Livonia. Good morning.
Good morning, Peter. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Thank you for the card. I will have a response to you. That was very nice. Here, we've gotten a lot of calls and messages and cards from people, too, through the last week. But thank you, Andy. It was nice.
You're very welcome. Well, we've been listening probably for over 20 years. Peter, I think at one time, were you on a Rochester radio station?
No, we were on a different station. It wasn't Rochester, but you're right.
Okay, well, there must have been a station that I was able to get pretty easily. So I had the station on a Friday night, and Saturday morning I had to take a drive, and then I was listening to you guys for the first time and talking about things that I'm not a very sophisticated investor about, support and resistance, triple top breakout. And I said, these guys are pretty interesting, but the thing that impressed me the most was how polite you were to every caller and just down to earth. And so I started listening every week, and then I had to position the radio in a certain spot in my kitchen just so I could get the station. It was getting so much static most of the time, especially if it rained. But I went to a couple of your seminars, and that first one, I was walking up the stairs with this guy, and I turned talking to him, real nice guy. That was Willard. And
that was Willard.
That was Willard. And after the seminar, I talked to you, Peter, and I remember those, I think Willard called them the scrumptious roast beef sandwiches.
Yeah, right.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah, there was a name that he used. I can't remember what it was, right, the roast beef sandwiches.
They were to die for.
Well, you guys went to a lot of expense and never hyped your company. You didn't even know that you were name your company if you weren't listening closely.
So those days are over. Wait till the last half hour of the show. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, and I think I was actually sitting next to Richard from Rochester in that first seminar.
Really?
So, and your shows not only were gave good advice, but also were entertaining. Remember last October, my daughter came up to visit me from Maryland, so we were driving into Saturday morning. So I said, here's the show I listen to every Saturday. And, Peter, that was when you had leaves on your lawn, and you were talking about...
mowing them.
The leaves. Yeah, you lawnmower them. You lawnmower them,
right.
which most people would say mulch them. But I would just say the experience for me has been like you visit a really good friend every Saturday, talk to that friend for an hour, and then 1 week that friend says, "Oh, by the way, I'll be around next week, but after that, I'm moving to Alaska." So you know you're never going to see that friend again, but mm-hmm. you really you cherish all the times. Peter and David, I'll miss that spirited debate and the banner you two had. You have a lot of callers.
That won't stop.
A lot of listeners. And like Wayne said, you had a lot of great callers, and a couple more with Bill and Dennis.
Right.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. So, they helped make the show, believe me.
Bill's next up.
Had some great insight, but I want to thank you, Peter, David, Willard, Christina, for all the honest advice you gave people throughout the years. And when people would say, great show, Willard would say it again.
Right, yeah. And then you could say it again. No, I know.
Best of luck.
Thanks, Andy. Thank you very much for being loyal all these years.
We appreciate it.
Okay, right now the phone number is 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. We're going to go to Bill in Tonawanda. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Okay.
Oh, good. How are you doing?
Good. I've been listening probably for about, how long have you been on for? Like
27 years.
27, about 20 years.
Oh, boy.
It's just been amazing. I rarely get a chance to listen every Saturday, but I like to go back to the archives, mm-hmm. because I usually work Saturdays, so it's difficult to read and mm-hmm. listen. But I happen to be off today, and I was shocked to hear that this is your last show. So it's kind of a melancholy day.
Well, Peter was in tears. I mean, I was coming in today.
I was thinking of letting him do the show by himself.
I told him it's basically me most of the time anyway.
Right.
Feels like I'm doing it by myself.
Yeah, I appreciate your candor and just the sporadic humor you get through the show. I am calling about two stocks if we have time today.
Right, sure.
One is SDC.
Oh, yes. Was that Smile Direct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, on average, I've kind of bought in around $6. And I guess my thought process on this is if we ever get to the point, you know, in the world that we can get away from wearing masks and get in a better place, you know, maybe this mm-hmm. thing will spike. Any thoughts on the chart at all? I know it doesn't look too pretty.
So this is Smile Direct. It was a SPAC. I think they came out at 10, and it closed last night at 518. Is that correct? It was a SPAC, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the chart looks horrible, right?
Yeah.
Thanks, Peter.
Well, there you go. And it's like catching a falling knife, as we always say.
Right.
The only potential for this is if I go way over to the left, there was a nice bottom between 4.75 and 3.75, all right? So that may turn out to be the support, you know. So I would say if you hung on this long, if you can take and say, well, if it goes to 350, I give up. But otherwise, you might find that support come in here.
Yeah. Can I ask a fundamental question about this company? Because I was just wondering, what is the cost?
What?
The cost. I'm asking
of
Bill. Do you know, Bill, what the cost of the product is?
No, I have no idea. Okay. Like I said, I look at these stocks that I think are going to, you know, maybe there'll be a demand for it in the future and kind of trying to get ahead of the curve.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
You know, I know Invisalign, I guess, is like the Lexus of this you know, particular sect. But
right.
And this is more like a Pinto or whatever. But
I know. Beautiful. Nice analogy. I like that. There.
The other one I was gonna ask you about is this is one I'm not in, but I've been watching for probably a year or so. And unfortunately, every time I tried, I was thinking about getting in. I didn't. BYND.
Oh yeah, Beyond Meat.
It just seems like it goes up and goes down, and it just seems to have a pattern. And I just never have the guts to pull the trigger when it's like going on its way down.
Well, you know, in other words, what you have to do is determine how much risk you're willing to take, and if it drops that much, you get out. That's it, you know.
Yeah.
121.50.
Doesn't mean you can try it. You know, can't try it again. You know, but you know, it's trying to base in this 116 to 118 area. Let's see, was it 200 days up at 136? So that's not particularly good. And the 50 days at 131. So ideally, you want to see it get above those levels. But it did reverse off the bottom, you know. And after doing what we call, you know, a three box reversal, aggressive buyers could buy it with an out point at 114, you know.
Yep.
And
this is a lifestyle.
And yeah, and it's got support again to the left between 110 and say maybe 100. Okay, so if you use those figures and if you think this is the future, I keep reading stuff saying this is becoming bigger and bigger. You know, they're going into even for vegetable, I think, or whatever. You know, so some other things they were coming up.
They are vegetables.
They
That's
are vegetables,
what they make it.
But plant. I forgot what it
no,
was.
No, I know what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying.
Plant-based.
But anyway, since I don't know what I'm talking about, but anyway.
I tried the Impossible, and I think I mentioned it a couple weeks ago at Mighty Taco because I don't eat red meat. I tried it. It just didn't do much for me.
But a lot of people do
like
it. It
was very salty.
And I heard the other one is better. I forgot what it was. There's another one.
Beyond Meat?
Yeah.
That's not Impossible.
You tried the Impossible one.
Yeah.
Oh, and Impossible. You didn't like the Impossible one?
Didn't
I heard
really.
People like that better. Oh, okay.
Like
well, anyway.
Plus, if you talk to people that do the burgers, they're extremely expensive.
And as I forgot, somebody in the food industry said, you know, you think you're being healthy, but if you see all the stuff that goes into that and how it's processed. You know? But anyway, despite all of that.
The anti-vaxxers won't eat it.
So right now, it could have turned, you know. And if you want to be aggressive, you get in and, you know, get out, it's 114, then the next support's between 100 and 110. But you're certainly in areas where you might be right.
Yeah. Well, again, I appreciate your time this morning, and thank you again for your service to, you know, to the Saturday morning listeners. You
right.
You got me through 20 years of, you know, not great days, but you guys put smiles on my face.
Well, that's great.
Thank you, Bill.
We appreciate that. We
appreciate
you.
The calls.
Yep.
Okay, take care.
Okay, take care. Thank you for calling. Okay, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. Speak of the devil, it's Richard from Rochester.
There you go. Just when you think you're out, you get pulled back in.
Just when you think you can go back in the water.
There you go. Look out for them sharks. How you
doing? I didn't want to call, but I get too emotional. Thank you guys again. I appreciate it.
Yeah. No, we appreciate it, and we appreciate the message you sent us.
Yeah, and people like your calls. So
you're considered one of the top players on
top
this,
10
on this
ever.
Show. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So
now you tell me the last show. Now you got
to. We don't want to be too nice. Come on. We know you.
Jeez. Oh, I hope there's more.
Well,
I
was going to say something too. I may as well say it now since we've been going on for a while. But we've been talking about, you know, maybe putting up information, whatever, you know, something. So, you know, we're looking at, you know, at the website, there's a tab that says resources.
Yes.
And the first thing I'd like to put up there is links to all of the stuff I've looked at and found fascinating that people could use and help them, okay? And that may be the first thing going up. And we've been talking about other things. So, you know, if I get that posted, I'll probably say, you know, stay tuned. We may be working on this or that, and, mm-hmm. you know, we may not go away forever. And don't forget, the business is still there. We're still managing money.
Right.
And
second half of the show, we're going to do all commercials.
And we have Christina, who's about almost half our age, being the lead person, you know, in a group right now.
Cracking the whip.
Right.
Cracking
exactly,
the
whip. Exactly, you know, yeah. so... So
no, the business isn't going anywhere.
Yeah, not going anyplace, and there are people younger than us, believe it or not, in the business. So.
Well, yeah, everybody's younger than you. Let's put it that way.
Get out of here.
Okay. Okay.
You've been a plethora of information for us listeners. I got to tell you right now, I have pages of websites that I refer to.
Oh, beautiful.
And I'll send you an email of those.
Yeah, let me
sure.
know. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Because maybe you want to include some, maybe you forgot some of those in your resource.
Me forget anything? No.
I mean, you've given us so much information and never asked for a dime.
Yep,
that is unheard of in this world.
Well, appreciate that very much.
Yeah, and
very generous.
That's Willard. That's Willard and Karen, and big thanks to them and to Peter for all these years. It's not the end of the show, but I just wanted to get it in because I know Peter won't let me say nice things.
Yeah,
but,
oh, absolutely. But, Willard and Katrina, they could have spent their money elsewhere and probably got a bigger bang for the buck, but it's like Yankee Stadium. It's a tradition.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you look at it this way, I'd hate to think of how much money Willard spent for this show over the years, okay?
I'm sure.
And
you guys don't ever come on like hardcore salesmen.
Oh, no.
I laugh about it. The first couple of times I was on, I don't know if I gave my extension or said, well, you can call me about it, and I heard about it. You know, in a jovial type way,
right.
But as you know, Willard is not the big jokester. So, but very generous person. So, very nice of him.
For some of your callers that haven't called other investment professionals for advice, you're dealing with salespeople, everybody. Mm-hmm. And first and foremost, you got to make sure it's in your best interest as an investor, and that's what Zapperson does for you.
Yeah, we've always, and thank you for that, but we've always, I know, I've been in the business 45 years, and I always, you know.
When you start it, right out of the womb?
I started, I was quite young. Ask my wife. But anyway. But no, we've always done that,
right.
And that's very nice. We appreciate that.
Can I ask one final question before I go?
No, thanks.
What do you want?
And I can't get too mushy because of a breakdown here.
All right,
okay. I own X.
X?
See, that goes way back to my wife, but U.S. Steel.
Right.
Yeah.
Should I be going half AA Alcoa? Because Alcoa is showing a huge bullish price objective, but I don't know if that's going to participate in the infrastructure move if it happens as much as U.S. Steel. Any opinions?
Well, the big thing with Alcoa, from what I understand, they're going into a lot of different areas with their aluminum now.
Right.
Okay.
Different
and,
uses.
We haven't said it, you know, do your own research, but look at what they're doing. And a lot of people are very impressed by it. So, I have no problem with buying some Alcoa, too.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah, it's always good to diversify. And U.S. Steel closed at $27.82. Last thing on that infrastructure, don't hold your breath. Don't hold your breath. The last three administrations, four administrations have talked about it, haven't been able to do it. They've had it when the Republicans were in control, the Democrats were in control, and now this is a cluster because of what's going on with Nancy Pelosi and linking these things. I get it. She wants to do a certain thing, and I'm just fearful we're not going to get it. I don't know.
But
we do need it.
Yeah, but, you know, despite that, you know, the Alcoa chart looks exceptionally good. And
okay, good.
And like I say, look into what they're doing, because you may not realize what they're into right
now. It's not just steel anymore.
Or aluminum. Or
not aluminum, yeah.
Right. Okay.
Last week, Willard mentioned maybe take a look at utilities, because if this country does go more electric, that might be a future growth area. Mm-hmm. Any idea which one you might... You guys look at a little bit?
No, I would. You know, I'm not a big utility
person. I like this one. None.
No. But no. If you want to, you know, diversify, look at the XLU. You know,
XLU. Sure.
That's the ETF. You know.
Okay. One more Sun Oil Company, SUN. I know, David. You don't like.
It's a new tobacco.
No. Well, you think that's a future tobacco?
Well, the oil companies.
This look up Sun. It pays 8.87%.
I know. But I'm telling you, the younger generation does not want fossil fuels. That's all I'm saying.
Well, we shall see in the end.
No, they want AMC and some crazy things.
Right, and GameStop.
No, I'm talking about different.
No, I mean that chart's unbelievably good.
Yeah.
Which one?
One you just brought up, Sun.
S-U-N.
I mean, what are they into? Do they have liquefied natural gas or something, or who knows?
Some of it, but mostly petroleum. I mean, gas. I mean, they're hanging in there with a great dividend.
Yeah, the seal killers. That's
no, don't do that.
Just anyway, yeah. I mean, do you own it or what?
I do own it.
Yeah, I would.
I have a fairly large position. I don't want to add more, but I'm thinking of maybe I might be too heavy. I'm always leery of what's going to happen with electric, but I don't think you're just going to throw the switch.
Yeah.
I don't think we have the infrastructure.
I agree totally.
Catching on fire. And so I think oil's going to be around a while.
It is going to be around.
No, I agree. I'm just saying I just think there's better places to put money. Now, if you have it in there, you've owned it for years, fine.
David's an oil racist, so...
Yeah. Look, I'm going to let others call.
Right.
I love you
thank
guys.
You. Okay.
Thank you, and I appreciate it, and I hope we continue.
We appreciate you.
Drinking beer and eating beef on wicks down the road, and count me in and my wife.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Richard.
Very much. Okay. 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. And we are going to go to where?
Tom in NT.
Tom in North Tonawanda. Good morning.
Good morning, man.
Good, sir. How are you? Good to hear from you.
I'm doing good. I'm sorry that you guys are going to be closing and all these previous callers put all those words together, but I can't.
That's all right.
a big thanks to both of you. Well, as I myself earlier, I would have been almost first. I couldn't get any volume. It's a brand new phone.
There you go.
What kind of phone is it?
It's AT&T.
There you go. Stay away from AT&T.
How far can I throw it?
Yeah, I know.
You're funny.
But, you know, we can say we've enjoyed, you know, your loyalty to the show over the years and you calling in, and we appreciate that.
Okay. I just want you to... this is for the other listeners that are going to miss you guys so much.
Okay.
I want them to look at Abbott, ABT. Don't even give me the things about it.
Right.
Just Abbott, because I know everybody wants to come in. Abbott, Boston Scientific, BSX. And then we go to Medtronic.
Oh, yeah.
MDT. Boy.
And one more, Stryker.
All good stocks.
Yep.
Everyone's doing wonderful.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, no question. Yeah.
Healthcare.
Yeah,
and, and getting back to the Alcoa, I used to have that Alcoa.
Really?
And one time, I don't know if they split it or whatever, they had an Alcoa and Arcani. And there was two, you could go either way, and I went with Arcani.
Yeah.
So that's how that came about.
Yeah, and I didn't even realize that until you brought it up.
Yeah, they did that.
Yeah.
Okay, just
well,
miss you guys, and thank. I've only been watching about the last 3-4 years.
Oh, okay. Well, that's you know, we appreciate that time too. You know, I'm amazed that some of these people who called and were listening for 20 years. You know.
So, oh yeah, sure.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, thanks, Tom.
Thank you.
So long, Dave.
All right. Stay safe.
Okay.
Take care. Okay. If Art will wait, I will take a quick 1-minute break. We'll be right back.
You are listening to The Dollar Doctors. Every Saturday morning, live from 10 to 11, Willard Saperstein and Peter Greco of Saperstein Asset Management answer your questions about stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. The Dollar Doctors are heard live every Saturday morning on ESPN 1520 Buffalo. Their shows are also available 24/7 at saperstein.com. Years of previous shows are available there. The Dollar Doctors show is also rebroadcast Saturday night at midnight. If you'd like to have Saperstein Asset Management evaluate your portfolio and discuss management services, you can contact Willard or Peter by calling in Buffalo 854-7541 or toll-free 800-879-7541. Again, in Buffalo, 854-7541, toll-free 800-879-7541. Now back to the Dollar Doctors.
Welcome back to the last show of the Dollar Doctors. Brought to you by Saperstein Asset Management. Securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York. Member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. Phone numbers to call, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. We're going to go next to Art in New Jersey.
Well, it's wonderful to talk to you fellas again.
How you doing?
Excellent, excellent. Good. I had great eye surgery. I can see better with two eyes than I did with one.
There you go.
So that's wonderful.
Congratulations.
Okay, I have one stock and one question. Peloton, it made the Barron's charts this week. And not that I'm interested in buying it at this price. It was 104.34 down 373 for the week. And I'm thinking along the line of, because they had that accident with one child died and a number were injured with this machine, probably when the parents weren't around. And I'm thinking maybe the only reason I would buy it is a much lower price. But do you think that it could be dropping even more at this point? As low as 72.11.
Well, I would say...
And it's PTON, Peloton,
yeah.
PTON.
Yeah, PTON.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the 200 days at 119, the 50 days at 117, broke through both of those. That's not particularly great. Broke through a trend line. So I would say if it fell to, say, 102...
Close at 104?
No, 100.
34.
If it fell to 100... It could go all the way down to the next support would be in the mid-90s, okay? Mm-hmm. And right now, the bearish price objective is 86, so.
I see.
So, right. I mean, okay. So what I would do is if it did drop, you know, through the 100 and, you know, just watch those areas, okay? Like the mid-90s. Then after that, you know, wait until it turns a bit and, you know, don't try to guess it, you know.
Oh, okay, great.
Yep.
Other item is, I'm really, now that you're going off, now that I'm really getting the hang of this posting this market summary every week, I won't be able to do that anymore.
Well, you can still do it. The chat room is still there.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
Oh, the chat box will still be around?
Oh, that's going to stay. Yeah.
Except we're going to start charging for it.
We're going to charge. Oh.
No, just kidding. Just kidding.
Wait a minute. Am I going to be chatting with the other callers or with you guys?
Whoever's on there.
Whoever's there. Maybe we'll check. Matter of fact, maybe people can continue to use the chat box. Maybe we'll check it and see what's going on.
Check the website and then the chat box.
One other question.
Any possibility of starting a YouTube account for Saperstein? I found it to be a really excellent alternative to TV. And a number of people, not only financial, but recreational vehicle people who travel and all, and they post these things on YouTube and get paid for the commercials on it. But I'm sure, you know, it could be of interest to people because it's actually a little video.
Yeah, but we don't want anybody to see what we look like, though.
Well, I already
speak for yourself.
I know. I've seen you.
Art and I are quite handsome, I think.
Right.
You
know,
yes. Well, I don't.
No, there's all those. We've talked about a number of things. You know, like let's say, you know, go to the resources on our website and.
Right.
We'll try to put information.
Peter's people are talking to my people, who are then talking to Willard's people.
Right.
So.
Right.
The only one I met in person so far was Willard. You know, down in Sarasota.
Oh, okay. It's all downhill from there.
Yeah.
Oh no, he's a wonderful fella.
Right.
And so are you two guys. And
I'll miss
hearing you and participating.
Well, we'll be talking. Hearing you, but we'll see. Yeah. We'll see what's coming up.
Okay. You're available at the office, all right?
Absolutely.
Oh, definitely.
Call my
people. As I've told people, I will die at my desk, okay?
Yeah, I have an account, but I only have one stock in it. But I might be buying some more soon, so
okay.
We'll see.
We're looking
all
forward
right, good,
to it,
good,
Art.
Good.
Take care.
Watch that Peloton.
Okay. Okay, right now we're going to go to Howard in Rochester. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Peter, I got some bad news.
What?
Bill passed away this morning at 10 a.m.
At 10 a.m.
He's gone to that big stock option in the sky, Pete.
That's beautiful.
R.I.P. R.I.P.
You know, you presided over 30,000 points in the Dow.
I like that card and everything about that card and me not going broke.
Pete, that's right, Pete. Listen, I think you guys came out when the Dow was around 3,400.
No.
Think about that for a while.
That's frightening.
I remember when it went over 1,000 that day. I remember I was downtown. Yeah.
Right. You know, the reason I stuck with you guys, you guys got a big kick out of what I said. The stock market was not doing well. And I said, remember, Peter, there's good support at Dow 41. The 1932 crash.
Oh, 41, yeah. I was waiting for like 4,100, but you stopped at
41. No, 41.
Oh, yeah. I remember that well.
But, you know, I said, man, I went through so many changes of life calling you guys between our business, my family.
Same here.
Money, and it's mind-boggling because, hell, I think I called sports shows endlessly, but you guys was always a lot more fun. I just want to say one thing.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, I love the show. I'll tell you two quick stories, very quick.
Mm-hmm.
One, when I was very sick last year and a half ago, thank God for Saturday, my computer and Saturday mornings at 10, because, you know, when you're on that bed and you don't know what's going on, you got to look forward to some things, and I definitely did look forward to that, even though the market was terrible. But, Peter, I owe you, because I never told you this story. Right after my divorce, I had a little bit of extra money left, and all I cared about at that time were my children.
Right.
Okay? I had some money to invest. I didn't know what to put it in. Well, I listened to your show one day, and Apple had gone bad. I don't remember what I paid. I think I invested $3,000 for each of my two kids.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Pete, 7-1 split and 4-1 split later, they still have it.
Oh, really?
I owe you, and I never
and you
was
never
an Apple fan.
Unbelievable.
Never. So, Pete,
yep.
I owe you.
Well, geez, we owe you for being on this show all these years, too. So, but that's great. I mean, I'm...
But one last thing before parting, Pete.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll still email you that here and there, but, Pete, what am I going to do the first Saturday in May now?
I don't know. You can call me and wake me up because I'll be sleeping
in. The greatest 2 minutes in sport. I've been calling you every first Saturday in May for maybe 20 years.
Whoa.
It's the greatest day, and
right.
This is the greatest country. No matter what they tell you, they
right.
don't have Kentucky Derbies over there in Afghanistan, where you have 200,000 people going nuts.
Right.
In a small venue. But again, you guys, thanks so much. You're the greatest. And Willard, you're always my man. Take care, friends.
Okay, right.
Thanks,
you.
Bill.
Yep, and Howard.
Good health.
Howard is Bill, really. you know, check the resources tab at our website, and we may have some stuff coming up. So.
Right.
Okay, right now we're going to go
Paul.
To Paul and Sloan. Good morning.
Yeah, guys, I may shut my radio off, okay?
Okay, very good.
Hey, guys, I just want to call you and thank you for all the good you do.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, we.
You probably don't really realize it, you know.
No, that's true. Very
guys
true.
Like me, you know, we got interested in the stock market years ago. And I started listening to guys like Bill O'Loughlin.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I follow Bob Brinker. And But I got in with at work, you know, I was listening to all the guys, and they were talking about the stock market all the time, you know. And I didn't know nothing. No, I'm listening to this one. And what caught my eye was they said Alex made enough money in the stock market one day to buy a new car.
Nice.
And I said, I got to get into that. So I went down to the bank. This is all true story. I went down to the bank. I took $30,000 out of my bank account, and I went over to see this financial advisor, and she got me going, you know, and she got me into an annuity, which I hold against her forever.
Okay.
So, but you know, it got me going, you know.
Right.
And then I started listening to you guys, you know, way, you know, I can't count the years. And between doing all that stuff, and you don't understand how much good guys like you do, you know, because I'd be nothing today financially. Probably I'd be sitting there with my money in the bank making 0.01%, you know.
yeah.
So you know, today
it's very nice.
Today I'm a millionaire. I'm 8 years old. I'm a millionaire.
God bless you.
And I owe it to you guys.
Oh, boy.
And guys like you.
Boy, yeah. I appreciate that very much, and I'm
and
glad.
And I wish you guys all the best.
Oh, thank you.
And I won't be calling you all the time asking you how Corning's doing.
That's right, yeah.
I noticed the last time I called you, you knew who it was.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah. But your show is very informative and very entertaining, you know. Then when you can combine those things, you really have a good thing going, you know what I'm saying?
Right. I really appreciate you saying that, you know, because...
Yeah. So the only thing I can do is wish you guys the best, and I'm going to really miss you.
Okay, we're going to miss you too, believe me.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay, guys.
Okay.
All right, take care.
Thank you for that, yeah. Okay, right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. And we're going to go to Jack in Lockport.
Easy for you to say.
Right.
Morning, guys.
Good morning, Jack.
Morning.
How you doing?
Good. Listen, I can remember, Pete, a year ago, April, I called, and I think it was the April 18th show, asked you about American Express. And you gave it a good review. But then at the end you said, well, I might want to think about MasterCard.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, American Express was about $82 at the time, MasterCard $244. And I said, well, I think I might want to go with American Express because of the price. I think it had more potential to grow.
Mm-hmm.
Since that time, MasterCard's gone up about 112 points, and American Express 87 points.
That's all right.
However, American Express, that's a 106% increase. MasterCard only 46%.
Well, good thing you didn't listen to me.
I think it's time for you to hang it up, Pete.
<There you go. laughs> Thank you, Jack. Thank you. Thank
beautiful.
You. Yeah, so, no, actually, you know what? But that's actually a testament to you guys,
right.
Because you've always said that y'all... do your own research.
Mm-hmm.
Never take what you say. And what you said was good. It was still good. I mean, that's a good. MasterCard still would have been a good investment.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah. I thought American Express at the time was, so I took American Express. But you always said, you know, don't just take for granted what you guys said. So
absolutely.
That, you know, so,
oh, yeah, no question. Yeah. Or anybody. Right.
Right, right. So, I mean, but I happened to hit it lucky. I'm not saying I was so great. But anyway, as everyone said, you, Willard, David, what a wonderful job, and thank you so much for everything.
Okay, and thank you.
Well, we appreciate
We appreciate you too, believe me.
And we'll see you soon.
Right now, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. And believe it or not, there's nobody on the line right now.
So
803-1520, toll free 800-879-75. Saturday. Be quiet. What do you want?
Every Saturday that I do the show, I have a routine.
Right.
I prepare a backpack with my laptop, my headset, because I don't like using other people's headset. And I have a folder, my radio folder, where I keep a plethora of information that we never use. But I like to have it just in case. And I got to the studio this morning. I sit in the parking lot and I put on the hotspot, and you know, because I can't use Odyssey's internet services. So I get ready, and my folder isn't there. It's on the table in the dining room where I take it out on Thursday and put it there.
I know it well.
I almost went home, but I said I didn't. I just didn't do it. But.
So you know, if you don't want to give us a call, you can use the chat box, which we haven't mentioned because we've been pretty busy. And yeah. If you go to saperston.com, click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives. Click on Chat. Click on Join the Chat. Type in a question. Type in a symbol. Let us know what you're thinking of it.
And we do have somebody on there, but okay. We also have a very nice comment from Camilla and Alma. Thank you for all your advice over the years. Take care and stay happy and healthy, and we say back at you. But right. That was
thank
nice.
You very much. We appreciate yeah. that.
Somebody would like to know your thoughts on Spirit, SPRT.
Oh, my God.
Close at 2633.
Oh, it's the wrong company. There's a wild one out there that has a symbol pretty close to that.
This looks kind of wild.
No, that's the one. That's the one.
It's support.
That's the one.
Support.com. We talked about it the week before, too.
Right, yeah. It's my opinion is it's only for...
Not for the faint of heart.
Not for the faint of heart. Money you can afford to lose. Who knows? You know, I mean, you think it'd go to 100. You know, look at GameStop. You know, ridiculous, and it stays up there, which amazes me. Yeah. But anyway,
well, this got a 41% short.
What it is. It's because of the short. I don't know what how many shares outstanding. Does it say out there at all?
24 million.
Oh, that's a double. Yeah. When you have very high short position and small amount of shares out there. That's what's going on.
And the float's only 15 million.
Yeah. Oh, you're
that's
kidding.
A triple.
That's a triple. So, I mean, they can run this thing and run this thing.
Yeah, looks like.
You know, it's almost like you're playing this like a casino game. You know, not even that. You know, if you want to take a shot with some money that you can afford to lose, so be it. You know, you don't know where this is going to stop. But
the meme army's short squeeze attack.
Yeah, exactly. But one of these days, they'll pull the plug. You know, the musical chair game, you don't want to be the last one standing. So that's all I can say. It's a shot, you know. Could go and go and go and go like GameStop, you know. But I would, you know, not give it a big leash, you know. In other words, you don't want to lose a lot of your money unless you don't mind losing a lot of. You might put a little in it and say, hey, if it goes to zero or whatever. Yeah. So, but that's up to you. You know,
want to do one more that he's asking for? BBIG, Vinco Ventures.
Oh, I missed that the other day.
Close at $5.
I got a headache. Yeah, it's another one they're running up.
51% short float, 42 million shares, 23 million
float,
is short shares float.
Yeah, it's another
same
one.
Thing.
Yep. See, all these guys now go out every day looking for these companies. You know,
well, why aren't we doing that?
I had that one, and I thought it jumped a little too much when it opened, and it just kept going, you know. But anyway.
Well, there's always Monday.
So once again, really I don't know what to tell you. You know,
this is not an investment.
It's the same comment as for the previous one.
Got it.
And it's a meme stock. Who knows? You know, but if you got some money that you don't, once again, you know, if you want to play with a little money, that's up to you. Okay. Right now,
going to the Dreamer.
Going to the Dreamer, who is somewhere.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Somewhere
over the rainbow.
There you go.
Well, you've been enlightening and entertaining.
So have you.
Oh, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, what the hell am I going to do on Saturday morning when I'm eating my breakfast?
You know, I don't know. That's
you can go over to Pete's house.
When we were kids, we used to do this march around the breakfast table, you know. But that's
what's well, I'm sorry to hear you guys going, but don't worry. I have your phone numbers.
Right. And Peter didn't say when they were doing the march around the table is that his mom was leaving the door open and hoping he would just
go. Out the door.
There you go.
Very march good. Him right out the door.
There you go.
Yeah, well, you guys have been great, you know, and to all the people listening, open accounts with Saperstein.
Oh, there you go.
We appreciate that very much, since we never say it.
No, I understand that.
Right.
But I can get away with it.
Well, that's true. That's true.
Now when I call you guys on the phone, I can use George Carlin's seven deadly words.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead, say one of them. Go ahead if you want to.
No.
all of a sudden, Peter's worried.
No, Matt's shaking his head over there.
I'm not going to do that.
He doesn't want to bleep you out.
This isn't broadcast news, right? Wasn't that the one?
Ten minutes left.
Let's try to get through this.
Let him make it through the show without having to bleep somebody.
Yeah, right. But it's been a good time, guys.
Okay, we appreciate
that very much.
I'll be in touch.
All right.
Okay.
Stay healthy.
You take care. Bye.
Thank you. You too. Thank you very much. Okay, we're going to go to Vic in Amherst. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
How you doing?
It's sad to see have you go. I'd go back with you to one of your first seminars. I still have a Saperstein ruler. All those years.
They're not biodegradable.
I thought you were going to say you still had a roast beef sandwich. You know?
No. And at one time, I had a Saperstein comb, a pink comb.
A pink?
That I was able to use back at that time, but not anymore.
Not anymore.
That's
beautiful.
So I want to thank you for turning me on to stock charts. Really, it's been a tremendous aid in my development in my
doing your own research, right? It's very helpful.
It's really been great, and so I just want to again thank you for everything, and hope you guys have great success in the future. I do have one stock.
Okay.
If you don't mind.
No.
This is a stock call-in show.
It is, right.
At least we forget.
At what point do you think it's worth getting into Federal Express? Because it's really had a downturn for the last while.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was affected by Amazon, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So I just want to know, at what point would you think it would be worthwhile to nibble it?
It's FDX 267.
Yeah, I mean, the 200-day was 279, so you drop through that. All right, the 50-day is 285, so you want to get above those areas. But, you know, where is potential support? We shall see. Hang on a minute.
And Peter thinks the drivers have the nicest uniforms.
Especially in the summer with the shorts, no.
Not that there's anything wrong with it.
No. But anyway.
It's better than that brown, right? And the Amazon drivers dress at will.
Well, you know, potentially the bottom line of it could keep going down to 236, but you've got good support between 264 and 248.
Okay.
So those are the areas to look, you know. And you know, right now we haven't had a turn up to make it an aggressive buy.
Yeah. Okay, thanks again, and good luck to both you and to Willard and the firm. And David needs to work on his monologue a little bit more. So,
all right. Absolutely. Good. I'm glad you said that.
Thank you.
All right.
Take care. Thank you very much. We'll miss you.
It's all those minutes of preparation.
You know, now we'll mention again, you know, hopefully something will be up under the resources tab sometime next week. So keep an eye on the resources tab and, I'm sure we'll do something, you know, may just be posting something or whatever, but who knows?
Repost pictures of sweaters.
Yeah, because, you know, we were talking about a podcast. I said, but, you know, if we don't have people calling us, we don't know what to say.
Right, but we can be active with the child. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, we'll think about
we'll
it.
Figure
we'll
out.
Think about
we'll
all
figure
of it. Out. Right. So right now, hey, we're just about at the end of the show, really. Okay. So, you know, I mentioned all the things. We always say do your own research, and we've always given the advice over the years that I don't care what show you're listening to or how authoritative. Everybody sounds authoritative on television or the radio. And they all
we do. We do.
I hope we do.
Okay.
but you know, some people have their own agendas. Some people have different. You know, they may be traders. You may be an investor. There's a lot of different things.
No, that's a huge point.
Right. And also, you know, we try to, as you'll notice on this show, when we say, "Oh, it looks good. It could go here," we give you an out point or a reevaluation point. These people don't. Okay. So they could say, oh, this is the greatest thing in the world, and you jump in, you find out when they talk to them next day, oh, we're out of that.
You know? Right.
You know,
right.
So.
And then sometimes it's, especially on television, they're very bright people, educated, you know, have done great jobs, but they're traders most of the time. There are some that are investors, but I think the biggest thing we've always stressed is, you know, I had a call from a client yesterday talking to a fairly conservative client politically and upset with things going on in the country, blah, 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 blah. And I said, well, look, I think the market's going to continue to go. It doesn't show me, whether it's Fed or, God forbid, the problems in Afghanistan, that the market wants to pull back. It will at some point. But if you're nervous, sell 25%, sell 50%,
yeah,
wait
and see.
Yeah, you
have to do what makes you comfortable.
Yeah.
That's right.
Exactly. Most important.
Yes,
absolutely.
They always talk about watch out for FOMO, which is fear of missing out.
Right.
And that's what everybody has,
yeah,
you know, no
sure.
question about it.
Jumping
all, so.
In. Well, it's the same thing, the rush for handy wipes, you know, things like, I mean, people were worried about it, so all of a sudden it caused shortages.
Exactly. You know? So, you know, be cognizant of all those things that we're talking about. There was something I just lost track of that I was going to say.
You're welcome.
Thanks a lot. You know, but there was some, what was I? Well, forget it. But anyway, I guess we only have about 2 minutes left in the show. You know, remember last week somebody said, "What does Willard mean by keep a little powder dry?" And it just always means have some money available to take advantage of opportunities.
Right.
You know, they try not to be 100% invested. You
right.
know?
You want to have a game plan.
Right.
You want to have an idea, a point to get in, a point to get out, and try to stick by it. I mean,
okay.
It's simple as
and,
that.
And instead of watching CNBC, I suggest people try MoneyMorningLive.com. They have a show free. Every day from about 8:30 in the morning to maybe 12:30, and a lot of interesting information, stock picks, option picks, everything. You know, and they have different people come on that give their you know, view of things and
name people that we would recognize.
No,
or?
No.
Okay,
and the way they approach their buying of stocks and so forth. So it's very, very informative.
It's good to get another opinion.
Yeah, take a look at it.
Nobody's got a monopoly on good ideas.
It's at moneymorninglive.com. And take care and watch our resources tab on our website.
Right, have a great weekend. Keep some powder dry.
You've been listening to The Dollar Doctor Show. Every Saturday morning at 10, Willard Saperstein and Peter Greco answer your questions about stocks, bonds, mutual funds, retirement issues, and the economy in general. The Dollar Doctor Show is brought to you by Saperstein Asset Management. Discussion of specific securities should not be construed as recommendations to buy or sell, either by Saperstein Asset Management or AM 1520 WWKB. The Dollar Doctor Show is rebroadcast on Saturday night at midnight. You're invited to join us again then or next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on AM 1520 WWKB.